Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. Our commodity futures gained on the day. We'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about what moved the markets right after this.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
Winfield Solutions has established two answer plot locations with winter wheat and winter canola in Oklahoma for you to check over the entire growth cycle of the 2013 crop. Cropland has helped lead the way in establishing winter canola in the southern plains, and you'll be able to see their varieties perform under various seed treatment, herbicide, and fertilization options at the answer plot locations, one near Kingfisher and the other near Apache. Winfield Solutions and Cropland by Winfield, offering you high-yielding choices and winter canola production.
Justin, how did our grains look today?
Grain futures were stronger today following a relatively weak couple days here. We had corn up 9 to 16 cents with the front month being up 16 and a half at 663 and a quarter. And then December, which is the new crop corn, up about 8 and 3 quarters at 541. Soybeans were also strong. July soybeans were up 20 cents at 1376. And then new crop November soybeans were up 11 and 3 quarters at 1218 and a half. Then looking at the wheat futures, they were stronger as well. We were up about 8 cents in Kansas City and then about 8 cents as well in Chicago. So overall, a strong day here in the grain futures. It was really kind of led by some stronger outside markets and a weaker U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index was down 70 at 81.80 currently. And, every time the dollar gets weaker, that really helps our export markets. And so weaker dollar means we have the possibility to sell more grains going into the future. And there's also some weather problems we may see in the next few days. We have freezing temperatures forecast for Thursday and Friday morning. Doesn't look like it's going to get as far south as the last two freezes. And so there's not a real great concern right this second, but there is a possibility of more damage. And then we're going to get rain possibly Sunday through next Tuesday, so that'll actually help us out. And then if you look at what's going on in the Midwest where they're trying to plant corn and soybeans, they've added some moisture up there too to go on top of what they've already gotten or have already received. And it looks like they're not going to be able to get in the field for another 2 weeks. And so the market's really trying to see if they're going to shift any of those corn acres over to soybeans. The later we get into the planting season, you'll see more and more bean acres and less corn acres planted. So it'll be interesting to see there, but we really don't have any way to know that for the next couple weeks. And then yesterday, the crop progress report was just a little bit bullish for the wheat market here. The port of very poor category in the entire United States for winter wheat was 31%. Fair category was 33%, and then excellent was 36%. If you look at just the state of Oklahoma, we're 37% port of very poor, 38% fair, and then 25% good to excellent. And then Kansas was 33% port of very poor, 37% fair, and then 30% good to excellent. So that's quite a bit lower than historically what we've been. And in the good to excellent category alone, we're about 30% less than we were last year. So not a very good picture here looking at the wheat fundamentals. Maybe this rain forecast in the next couple of days will help us out. But overall, it's not looking too good at this point in the game.
There are a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. From 9 to 10 each morning, enjoy free coffee and rolls in the Cox Pavilion. Then see the 2013 Chevys, the official vehicle of the Farm Show. Plus, register for great prizes like a Prefert round pen, the Hustler Sport Mower, the Daily Early Bird Prize, good for $1,000 in show bucks. Come noon, grab yourself a ribeye sandwich from the Oklahoma Cattle Women across from the clock tower. Free admission, free parking, the Southern Plains Farm Show at Oklahoma City State Fair Park, April 18, 19, and 20.
To recap our market close today, Kansas City May wheat up 9.25 cents at 741 3/4. July contract up 8 3/4 at 747 3/4. Chicago May corn up 16.5 at 663 1/4. July contract up 12 3/4 at 640 3/4. May soybeans up 16.5 on the day at 1411.5, and the July contract finished up 19 1/4 at 1375 1/4. That's a look at your closing markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for Oklahoma Farm Report.com.